Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And today we're going to talk about a group of prospects that both business and consumer marketers are ignoring. And these are potentially your best prospects. This is a wild stat. 24% of visitors to your offer pages for both business and consumer brands will occur after the offer expires. That is wild. What does that mean? So World Data Research just came out with this data. And what it means is that people are going to your offer pages after the thing is over, after the webinar is over and they didn't register. They're going there late and they're still trying to register for that webinar that they missed. They're going to the page with the promotional discount on the sweater that you're selling, but they missed the sale, but they're still going to the page and they're clicking on that email or that ad or that whatever that they found, and they're still going to that page. 24% of the traffic to those offer pages are happening after the offer expires. So what? Who cares? Why does that matter? You see, here's the problem. Marketers are always on to the next thing. They're on to the next sale. They're on to the next piece of content that they're trying to promote. They're not paying attention to what is literally the most valuable group of people that are visiting these pages. Why do I say they're the most valuable group of people that are visiting these pages? Well, first, let me give you the stat, and then I'll tell you the why. So the lifetime value of people who click and then convert on offers after they expire, not during the offer period. If they click and then they convert on an offer after they expire, okay, for consumer brands, the lifetime value of that person is 220% higher. And on the business side, that lifetime value of that person is 170% higher to that brand when they convert on offers that are after the period of the original offer. Why? What happened? So you send out that email, okay, about that webinar. Now the person receives that email and they're like, you know what? I'm interested in this topic. I just don't have time for it today. And they don't delete it. They put the email off to the side. And then like a week or two later, they come back to their inbox and they go, you know what? I need to get back to that webinar that I missed. Let me go find that email and let me click on it and see if I can still access it. Unlike the email that they originally received, if they had just reacted to it, that is a knee-jerk reaction. But when they save that email and then they go back to it a week, 2 weeks later, that is very intentional. That's why the lifetime value is so much higher, because these people are giving thought to your offer. Now on the consumer side, it's the same thing. Oh, they get that sweater offer, that 30% off. They save it. They just can't buy it in that moment, right? They can't do that quick reaction to your offer on that social ad or whatever. But then they come back to it. They remember it and they try to find that offer wherever they can and they click on it. And then they go to that page and there's something there for them to buy and they convert on it. So why does this all matter? It matters because when 24% of the people of your most valuable traffic are going to your pages, what is there? What is on those pages? Right? So if somebody tries to register for that webinar and it's over, is it just something that says, sorry, you missed out on it. There'll be another one soon. Or do you say, hey, we know you missed out on this webinar, but great news. Here's this incredible piece of content that's on the same topic. Register for that right here. Or guess what? We have the on-demand right here. Just register for that right here. Right? Or if it's a promotional offer, you say, listen, I know you missed out on that sweater, but great news. This offer might even be better. Check this out. You need to think about that traffic on those pages because it's the most valuable traffic that you have as a marketer. And there's a very, very, very long tail. You need to not just be thinking about it 30 days after your offer or 60 days after your offer. You need to think about it for like 6 months. You have no idea. When you go back to your traffic, to your various offer pages, and you look at the number of visitors, it's not enormous, but it lasts a long time. So if you're not thinking about what is on those pages and you don't have an intentional strategy about putting really great stuff there that is on point for those visitors, you're missing out on this intentional traffic. And intentional traffic is everything because people are really thinking about, okay, I want this thing. All right. So before we get into, since I didn't ask, or since you didn't ask, the crazy portion of this podcast, I want you to let you know that this podcast is presented by Marigold. And I've talked about Marigold all year long, and they're an amazing company. They're a platform that I use to send out my email. They're also awesome for loyalty programs. They're awesome for all sorts of marketing initiatives. And I'm telling you, if you're not thrilled with your email sending platform, I want you to DM me on LinkedIn. I want to introduce you to the exact right people at Marigold to connect with you. And if you want to just check them out, you can go to meetmarigold.com. You've probably heard of many of the brands that are part of Marigold, like SailThrough or Campaign Monitor or LiveClicker or Cheetah Digital. Whether you're a business or consumer marketer, small, medium, or large, you really want to check them out because there's a better solution than what you're using. So check them out at meetmarigold.com. That's who I use. Or you could DM me on LinkedIn and I will connect you. All right, let's get into since you didn't ask. This is the ridiculous portion of this podcast. And this is something I just need to vent about. So over the last few weeks, I've been going to different holiday dinners and holiday events. And I try very hard to not really talk about what I do for a living because I have come to the conclusion nobody has a clue what I do for a living. Nobody actually wants to know what I do for a living. And so I'm always trying to like find out what other people do for a living. And I don't want to talk about my work stuff, whatever. But it's amazing to me now that I've been going to these holiday parties, talking to so many people, what people think I do for a living. They will come up to me, and what I've gotten this last few weeks has blown my mind, and I actually give up. So somebody's like, hey, so they were asking me, like, you know, what do you do for a living? And I didn't even say whatever. And they go, you sell webinars, right? That's what you do? I'm like, I sell webinars. What the hell does that even mean? I'm like, no, I don't sell webinars. What do you mean I sell a webinar? Like, I'm like, what? And then I also got, you write TV commercials, which is unbelievable. Seriously, I write TV commercials. I've known these people for like 20 years, 30 years, and they have no idea. And a lot of people now say to me, oh, you do AI stuff. No, I don't. That's not even in the ballpark of what I do. And the best one that I got, and this is one I was like, I'm done. I was so done. This person goes, you know, they came over to me, cocktail in their hand, and they go, how's that Hawktua stuff going? I go, what? They go, that's what you do, right? Hawktua podcasting? You do stuff like that? She has a podcast. Don't you do the same thing? Is that what you do for a job? I'm like, you are an idiot. I hate everybody. I mean, I was like, I walked away from that dude. I'm like, I am never talking to that moron ever again. So yeah, I probably need to talk about what I do for a living in a little bit more detail because this whole idea that I sell webinars or whatever else nonsense people were saying, I don't know. I just give up. I give up. Why is it so hard? Yeah, I do marketing stuff. Okay, leave me alone. Anyway, I appreciate you checking out this podcast. You are awesome. Two things I want to let you know about. CertifiedGuru.com, our free email certification program, is opening back up for new people to do the course in the next few weeks. You want to get on the wait list. CertifiedGuru.com, it's only open for a short period of time. And then we're also opening up registration for our brand new giant free event called Eventastic. You can go to eventastic.com, and that's going to be the world's largest event about events. It's going to be 100% free. It's going to be about webinars, in-person, virtual events. So check out certifiedguru.com and eventastic.com, and don't ask me what I do for a living. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.